I want to give a shout out to all the folks listening. Well, you know what? The New York folks, they're not listening in New York because they're here. They're right here. And they're going to be on the radio with me Tuesday morning. So do tune in sometime between 10 and noon on all kinds of folk. And that will be all kinds of folk indeed. And Long Beach, California, same deal. Not listening here in Astoria. So isn't that fun? It's summer and we get visitors from all over the world. The British Columbia folks, the Nova Scotia folks, Wyoming folks, they're still out there. And you are too. And thank you so much for listening. This is Carol, your host. And we're going to start right out with the Browns Mead Flats, because they are playing, well, because they're terrific, and because they are playing a concert Saturday night at Waikiki Beach at Cape Disappointment, 7 p.m. And that's part of the Washington State Park. Beautiful spot. And you can make your way over there, find out where it is online. And then they will be giving a short piece as part of the fabulous Performathon, which is coming up, and you'll hear more about that later. Thanks for being here, folks. We need each other.
We are no folk music band. We come from Brownsmead, the center of the universe, and we're known throughout this land. Making songs about history with a rhyme and verse. Clatsop County's very old, you'll see. We've got boatloads of history coming out of our ears, and it seems like recently there's a new anniversary every other year.
No, we never. Singing of it, yeah. In our generic, historic anniversary song,
we've done songs about Captain Gray, the core of discovery and the Iredale. We wished Astoria a happy birthday. Now our love affair with history is beginning to fail. You're always wanting something new about people and incidents that are long gone. You will just have to make do with our generic historic anniversary song.
No, we never will forget that thing that occurred. Though it's been oh so long, we are singing of it yet. In our generic historic anniversary song.
The calendar upon the wall says the years now add up to a significant date. In this song, one size fits all. Insert your favorite happening and let's celebrate. It's the anniversary of the event that happened so long ago, and we're singing reverently of the famous forefathers that we all know.
No, we never will forget that thing that occurred. Though it's been oh so long, we are singing of it yet. In our generic, historic anniversary song.
Might be involved, a long and risky trip with multiple problems that had to be solved. Something might have been explored, discovered or founded or given a name. Many hardships were endured, and Ever since then we have not been the same.
No, we never will forget, that thing that occurred. Though it's been oh so long, we are singing of it yet. In our generic, historic anniversary song.
Okay, folks. Okay, folks. I'm not even going to... Well, you probably know whose sense of humor that is. That's the generic historic anniversary song sung by the Browns Meat Flats, written by Ray Raihala. And again, they're going to be doing a concert, a full concert, tomorrow evening at Cape Disappointment. And they also will be at Performathon on Sunday. More about that later. Right now, I have another fabulous... This weekend is amazing. We have two things, the Performathon and my next guests, happening all weekend. And only this weekend. Some things happen every month. This is your one chance to experience the Astoria Open Studios Tour. I have three artists here. I have Erica Hawkins, Karina Andrews, and John Willis, and they're going to introduce themselves as well as the studio tour. But I just want to let you know that if you can pick up the coaster, you can get yourself the map. And the best thing is to just get to any art venue, in Astoria, and you can pick up this wonderful tour guide. And then you can see where to go, who to go to, what kind of stuff is happening. So welcome to Coast Community Radio, Erica and Karina and John.
Hi there.
Hi. Thank you. Good. They all talk. Here's the amazing thing. All three of these people are KMUN virgins. Yes, sirree. Two of them radio virgins.
It's so true.
This is a very exciting day for me and you, I'm sure. Anyway, this weekend's going to be more exciting because you guys are showing your art. Now, I know one of you as a dancer, and I know nothing else about the other three, so I would like it if you could tell me a little bit about yourself, what you're going to be doing this weekend. So, Erica, why don't you start? Just about yourself first, and then we'll give the overview.
Okay. I'm a blind artist, which is kind of fun.
What's that mean?
I am slowly going blind. I'm about halfway there. Mm-hmm. And so I really enjoy abstract because it's easier for me, honestly. But it's also a lot of fun because what I see is going to be very different from what other people see. I'm a performance artist, and this weekend I will be doing a permanent mural inside Kit's Apothecary. Mm-hmm. I have art upstairs in the solarium.
Where is that?
That's at 1004 Marine Drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So I have seen you dance, and I had no idea that you were losing your sight. Does that affect your balance at all?
Yeah, most of the time. I try to cover it pretty well.
Well, you do very
improv.
Well.
Improv.
You do. Hey, that's what life's all about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Excellent. So now, where are you going to be showing your art? In your own studio or?
Actually, at Kit's Apothecary in the Solarium.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a really, really fun new space. The Apothecary just moved, and so I have my art in the Solarium. Bryce Harris Fine Art also is up there. And then down in the main area is where the mural is going. So it's kind of, you know, it's art and also performance art.
So you will be doing sort of like a demo because you're going to be painting during the time?
Yes.
Fun. Okay. No wonder I never heard of it because it didn't exist before.
Yeah.
Apothecary. What? Okay. And Karina, tell us a little about yourself as an artist.
Oh, well, I'm a woodblock printmaker. I mostly do landscapes and some abstract prints as well. And so I'm opening up the studio to show the process behind that as well. So I'll be printmaking, throughout the day, both days.
Wonderful. And have you been here long?
3 years. Okay. And I participated the last 2 years, so this is going to be my third year on the tour.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Woodblock. And what part of town are you in?
I'm on the South Slope. So myself and then another artist named Sarah, who is another printmaker, we're on Glasgow Avenue.
Okay. This is, folks, this is why you want to have these fabulous maps. And they're not that small either. I can see them. If I can see them, you can see them. So that's very helpful. Thank you. And John, tell me about you.
Well, I am a painter. I paint oils. I do cityscapes that mostly I paint Astoria. I paint what it feels like to be in Astoria. That's what I try to do.
Wait a second. You said cityscapes and you said Astoria.
Cityscapes as the landscape of an urban landscape as opposed to organic forms, trees and...
Astoria versus Brown's meat, right?
I like it when something natural intersects with something man-made. So I think we get that a lot here. And people say Edward Hopper a lot. Mm-hmm. Hopper-esque, I hear a lot. Although, you know, it's not
good.
The same. But,
that's good.
Yeah, he was an influence.
And where are you going to be showing / working?
I'm 1215 15th Street. And on the way to the Astor Column, there'll be some arrows and sign out in front.
Is that a home studio?
It's my home studio. And my studio itself might be too messy to open. So I've kind of turned the house into an art gallery.
Oh, and you are a brave man.
Well,
I'm just thinking of my house letting people... Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
I don't know that it's that brave. It's because the house is... sort of orderly. It's the studio that's a bomb went off.
Okay, but, folks, did you hear this? John Willis, ask him, could I have a look in your studio, please? And then
I'll let you.
There you go.
Yeah, you can.
Really, so folks understand that it's not all neat and tidy when you're making art.
It's controlled chaos.
Controlled chaos. Yeah. Now, did you three know each other before?
No.
You just met here at KMUN.
Minutes ago.
Interesting. So how did you get involved in the Open Studios Tour? Now, Karina, you said you've done it this your third year. So, and you just came to town 3 years ago. How did you connect?
You know, I opened up a studio downstairs in our basement space. We've got an entryway that leads to the backyard, so it's really accessible for people. And I spoke with Annie, the Visual Arts Association, and she reached out to me about opening up the studio, and I thought it was a great idea.
Great. So you came to town, you understood there was a story of visual arts group, and you figured,
the arts here.
For me.
Yeah, that was one of the draws of coming to town, was the art scene.
Could you please repeat that?
Oh, I said, art scene here was definitely one of the big draws of coming to town. I love it. It's really vibrant.
I'm with you 100%, and not only is it wonderful and exciting, it's also an economic mover in the Clatsop County and the Pacific Northwest. So that's great. Erica, what about you? How long have you been here?
I am native here.
What?
Yeah, I know. Weird.
Did you go to Astoria High School?
I did.
When did you graduate?
A long time ago.
Well, I taught there from 82. Did you graduate before 82? The answer is no, folks. I can see that.
No, I appreciate
that. Okay.
So I've been doing, this is my third or fourth year in the studio tour. Yeah. Okay. I think so. I think it's the fourth because I picked up painting again. I took a long break. I took it up again in 2015. Before that, I was doing professional photography, and then my vision started to go, and I was like, okay, I need some other creative thing, and I really enjoy getting paint all over my hands and actually feeling it, and it's good.
So you have been committed to being in the arts
forever.
Since you were a kid.
Yeah.
Did you get some of that at Astoria High School? Did you get support, or was it difficult?
No.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good. Mostly wood shop with Mr. Foss.
Yes. Wonderful. And John, how long have you been here?
I've been here 3 years also.
Ah.
And same as you, arts, that was the draw.
So you knew about it. So as soon as you moved here, you connected with
I knew about it. I was looking for an art community and something something jumped out at me. I had a Facebook friend who I hadn't met in real life, and I knew that she had moved here from New York because she heard it was a good art scene. And I was like, that, wow. I need to go investigate that.
I moved here from New York too, but that was 45 years ago, and there wasn't that much of an art scene.
Yeah.
You know, there always have been fabulous artists here. But now it's like, bleh, as we can see from this wonderful Open Studios tour. So, Erica, can you give us a kind of an overview? Where are all these places? We heard, John, where are you again? You're on...
I'm 1215 15th Street, right on the way to the Column.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So it seems to reach... Is there somebody across? Oh, Hi-Hi.
Yeah.
They are, yeah.
Lewis and Clark to Alderbrook.
Right, Lewis and Clark to Alderbrook. Now, the only ones at Lewis and Clark, that's Hi-Hi Lights, and it's wonderful if you've never been there. It's a real treat because it's a barn that they have made into their studio, and the stuff is gorgeous, but also you're outdoors, which is a treat. And then to Alderbrook. So this is quite a... And then all you folks in the middle there, too. And what kinds of art we heard... From you three, what other kinds of art are people doing?
There's ceramics. There's all sorts of painters. I believe there's sculpture, printmaking. There's a little bit of everything.
And you're going to pitch art in, I mean, dance into your demo, too, right?
Yeah, we'll
you're
see.
Keep moving.
Multitasking. And there's also, Sandra Carr is also doing a mural in the Astoria Underground, same building. Yeah, so there's performance art in the underground, which is where Kit's Apothecary is.
Where how do you get down into the underground?
10th and Marine Drive. It was actually artist Michael Foster's vision.
That underground. Oh,
we've just started revitalizing it. Nobody really knows it's there, but it's a city within a city, and it's really cool.
Yes, and it's why I'm looking at you that way is because the underground I think of is more like the rustic.
Oh, like Under the Streets?
Like Crimps.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, Mick Alderman's film, which is very scary and fun and is going to be shown as part of Performathon. And it is not neat and pretty underground. But the part you're going to Michael Foster's area, that is very well taken care of. That will be fun.
It's a hidden gem.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a story, isn't it? There are lots of hidden gems. And... I don't know if you know whether there are any artists from outside of Astoria who are showing their art during this studio tour, because I noticed that, for example, Astoria Art Loft has, I can't even count, like 13, 14 artists. Have you heard anything about possibly? Because some people, even though they live somewhere else, are using Astoria as their studio places. Which
it's so inspiring here. I feel like you could definitely have a studio here and bop in and out when the feeling strikes.
Absolutely, and I highly recommend you. Out in Alderbrook, of course, we have Iris Sullivan Dare. She'll probably give you a tour of her garden as well, which is where she grows indigo. As does Kestrel at Hi-Hi. So the two ends of Clatsop County, two ends of Astoria right now are doing that as well. So wonderful, folks. I can't read off all the names, but many of them you have heard right here on this program. And some of them are new to me, which is always exciting. And a lot of them are showing on their own. And then there are people who are coming together to do that. So congratulations to all of you. With the theater folks, I say break a leg, but I'm not going to say that to you because that would be awkward. Here's something. Maybe you know more about it than I do. AVA Gallery, 1010 Duane, did you put a piece in their show?
Yes.
Tell us.
They're doing a preview show that I think is still up now.
It opened last week during
Art and Walk? So all of the artists participating were also invited to include one piece in the AVA show. So that's available.
That's a great idea. That's a first.
Everything about the AVA is great.
It's true.
Okay, how much did they pay you, John? Come on.
They kind of did in that they you can check out the AVA gallery like it was a library book, and for a month at a time, and they give you support to put on a show, which I had in January, which is amazing. It's amazing.
Where did you come from?
Most recently from Yahats, but I grew up in Portland, and I've been in Oregon.
So you're an Oregonian.
Yeah.
And how about you, Karina?
From Portland.
Also. And you're a local. I love it.
I'm a local yokel. Okay. I did AVA. I didn't get a piece in because I was out of town, and it was a little chaotic. But I did do their Artist in Residence program in 2015. And that's, you know, the same year I kind of picked up painting. And that was an amazing opportunity to have a free rent studio overlooking the Columbia River. And
they've got so much going on.
A nice big space to get messy.
Nice. And next week I have... a whole nother story about what AVA is doing. But right now, here it is. That show that you're in, do you have a piece in that, Karina?
I don't. I actually have pieces over at Bridge and Tunnel, the Bottle and Tap
Room. Oh, good. Okay. I've been hearing about that place.
It's really great.
Yeah. And from July 13th, I guess that was 2 weeks ago, time flies, I missed it, till August 4th, this show is up. So that would be a fun way to kind of get an overview of some of the artists. Again, Tintin Duane. Thank you so much for coming in. Again, congratulations. I look forward to seeing your art. And I'm so glad you two decided to come to Erica's hometown.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And everybody has stuff for sale, is that right?
Yes.
But you don't have to buy stuff, so don't feel, be embarrassed to go in and not buy anything. Go in, visit with the artist. You never know. You might see something that inspires you. You start talking, and they're going to be here for a while. So, okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Again, this is 11 to 5, tomorrow and Sunday, July 27 and 28, all over Astoria. Astoria Open Studios Tour. Okay, now I put some music in. I think it's Midas Digs. And this is KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, Coast Community Radio. The music from Midas Digs is because part of Midas Digs is taking part in Performathon. Have a listen. And that would be Derek Moore and Graham Nystrom, if all goes well.
I came home yesterday. His thoughts were far away. The walls had all come down. He sank into the ground. He wandered aimlessly till he found the sea to wash away his blame that made him go insane. When the ocean's tide has covered all the beach, the rocks he used to find are now beyond his reach. And when the tide recedes, he falls down on his knees and filters through his hands the grains of sand. Time returns him to dry land. He falls down.
back time. Trying to hold on to all the pieces of my mind, I run away
to the shelter of the cliffs beyond the bay, saying no, 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 no.
Yes. Okay. Midas Digs. They are fun. No doubt about it. And they've got a whole five-piece band. Hopefully you've heard them. And if you haven't, you will. Because they play around. My next guest is, I'm not sure, sort of new in town, but old in town. And not even in town. Because what he's doing, this is Mike Herron. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, Carol.
Delighted to have you here.
Yes.
And you are bringing the Gearhart Hotel to the Liberty Theater.
Yes.
How does someone bring a hotel to a theater? What have you done? Before we even get there, who are you?
Oh, well, again, you have my name, Mike Herron. I'm an Oregonian. I grew up in Oregon. I'm living in Houston, Texas right now. But I spent most of my life in Oregon. And I grew up in Gearhart.
That's the part that's...
Yeah. My parents owned the Gearhart golf course from 1955 to 1971. And I grew up right across the street from the Gearhart Hotel when it was in its golden era. And my parents and the Osbournes worked together. And it was just a wonderful time, a very magical place, a big, huge hotel with a big lobby, big dining room overlooking the ocean, a swimming pool overlooking the ocean. It was kind of the center of the community here, really, for many, many years. It was owned by John Osborne and Marshall Leathers, and they owned the John Jacob Astor Hotel at the same time. And
what years are we talking now?
1955 for me to 1971. It was built in 1922, and then the Meyer and Frank Company took it over. There was a bankruptcy, in the Great Depression. They took it over, went through several owners, and then John Osborne bought it during the war.
Oh. And, which Osborne is he? There are a lot of Osbournes around here.
It's Osborne, B-U-R-N.
With a U.
Yes. His grandsons, Corey and Ryan Osborne, they have plumbing and rock quarry.
Because there's also the ice cream place in Cannon Beach is Osborne.
That's a different spelling. But John... Okay. They were a family that was here for many, many years, most of his life. I think he grew up here. But the family's still alive, the brothers. There's Burr, Jimmy, Blake.
Is anyone from your family still living here?
My brother and sister, they live in Portland and in Wilsonville.
Okay. So you left in what year-ish?
Oh, I left the area to go to college, and I never really moved back, although I come back all the time. My parents had a house there, but I moved to Texas in 2001 for a career thing in music.
Okay, yeah. Now we're kind of transitioning, folks, because tonight, look, I can read this. I can read a quote, a real magical place. It's the Gearhart Hotel. It is happening at the Liberty Theater at 7:30 this evening. That's 12th and Commercial. You can call them right now and reserve your tickets or go to libertyastoria.org and get your tickets online or 503-325-5922, extension 55, and talk to Sen. Or you can just show up, but if you're going to show up by 7. Don't come late because you won't get in. Those ushers, they're mean. I'm one of them, by the way. That's why I'm teasing. We're really friendly. But you got to be respectful to theater, and that means getting there in plenty of time. So how did this come about that you, what kind of, when you say you're in music, what does that mean?
Well, I started playing the piano when I was 9 years old, took lessons from a wonderful lady in Seaside named June Cameron. She was kind of a legend in these parts. She led bands and choirs. And then when I was 13, I started taking lessons from Leon Erickson here in Astoria. So mm-hmm. I drive for all my high school years, I drive up here.
Did you love piano, or did someone kind of push you into it? Or what
I
motivated?
I begged my really? Mother to let me play. I wow. loved music. I just loved it. I loved sports. I was a pretty normal kid, but I loved music. And a strange thing, I love all kinds. I played in a rock and roll band. We played every night, six nights a week in Seaside at a place called the Pipo Club when wow. I was 14 through my freshman year through great. High school. And I played rock and roll in the 60s, but I love classical. I just love Chopin.
So how did you even get introduced to classical music living in Seaside?
Well, my father was a pianist, and he, but I never really knew him. My parents were divorced when I was 6 months old, but he played the piano a lot. He really had PTSD from World War II, and he played the piano. My little crib was right across the wall from my dad. So I think something goodness. Went into
Osmosis.
My little heart.
Yeah.
He loved classical pieces, and he was self-taught, and he would just play them over and over and over and recorded them in 72 speed records, you know. And
oh, yeah.
I have those, and they're beautiful. I was just amazed how he would do that. But he would play for hours and hours, and my first 6 months of my life was spent listening to piano. So I kind of look back I always yeah. wondered, why am I just drawn to the piano?
It's imprinted.
And yeah,
kind
and
of
I
thing.
Love
yeah.
it. I love it.
Yeah. So you played, you drove to take lessons. Did yeah. you study piano in college?
Yeah, I did. I took you music did. In university. And then actually I became a pastor. I went into theology, but I always used music. You know, it was always a big
music
huge,
is the healing art.
Yeah, it really was. And I've always been involved with music all my life. And I've been a composer. It's probably my number pianist composer. And I playwright, and I like to write. I've written several plays.
Aha. Uh-huh. You have. Have they mm-hmm. been produced?
Yes. One is called Under His Wings. It was a story of Ruth in the Bible. It's
oh, yes.
A beautiful story of
I know the
love
story. Well.
And it's kind of done a little bit in the fiddler and the roof genre.
Okay.
I did it. Wonderful.
Did
but
you use klezmer music? No.
No.
Okay. So this one. Tell us what it is, because I've been scratching and trying to find out, and I'm very excited about it.
Oh,
I have
great.
Family all the way from New York and L.A., and we're all coming to see this play tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
So
thank
it better
you.
Be good, hey, Mike. Oh. So tell us how it came about.
Well, really, all my life, I've wanted to write something to capture that era, which was an era where people would come and spend the whole summer in vacations. And
yeah.
The hotel was it was just a magical place. Like I said, it had a piano bar. Bands would play. The kids would hang out at the pool. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful place. Beach fires and all kinds of things going on there in the summer and in the winter. It went pretty silent and became our playground for the local kids that lived there.
Nice.
Until
nice.
The bellhop caught Whoops. Us and kicked us out. Anyway, I wanted to capture something. And just it was a little over 2 years ago. I was just sitting at my piano. My wife, we were talking because she grew up here too. And
oh.
that's where we met, was in the bikini room of the hotel. And I fell in love with her, and she was 12 and I was 13.
Wow.
So anyway, I just thought, wow. I got to capture this somehow. All the colorful people, I mean, there were, like Ronald Reagan stayed there, and he was an actor, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, we had all these people. It just was, so I thought, I was talking to my wife, and I just said, you know, the Girard Hotel down by the sea, and that's where the opening song came from. The Girard Hotel. Down by the sea, it's summer vacation, it's time to be free. I'm certain that love waits for all who can be in that enchanted space, in that romantic place. A memory locked inside a melody. And then it just...
Wow. So tell me, do you write the words and the music?
I do. I'm one of those guys. I have collaborated, but mostly I do the music and the words. Mm-hmm. And it was just interesting. Song after song just kept coming. It was like a little seed, you know.
That's exciting.
And it just brought this memory. And, you know, and on my phone, I have many, you know, the little voice recorders.
Right.
I would sit down and just, we'd talk about one of the scenes or the things. And this song would just kind of come in a real rough way. And, of course, I took it and, as a composer, you polish and work. Mm-hmm. But the thoughts would come and the inspiration. And that's what you try to capture and keep that inspiration.
So how long ago did you finish? And then, or I don't even know if I can say finish because I know things.
Yeah.
But, and where did you get your... actors, musicians. Are there any people from Gearheart in the play?
Yes. well, I finished it probably a year ago, but just in January, I actually orchestrated it. I went to an orchestrator, and they tried to give me the best price, but I didn't really have any money to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I love orchestration. I hadn't done it in a long time, so I just did it. It was a lot of fun. So, yes, we have local musicians. I came in April from Texas to find I just wasn't mm-hmm. getting anybody to, you know, even take it. I talked to some very well-known actors and singers, mm-hmm. and they said, no, we can't do it. We don't know who are you, and what's the Gearheart Hotel.
Right.
So I went to Seaside High School, and I found these wonderful kids, and I played some of the songs, mm-hmm. and they go, we'll be in it, you know.
All right.
And then I got a boy from Federal Way, Washington. The director and his wife have been friends of mine. They actually did the Under His Wings play, my first real, and they mm-hmm. have taught in university musical theater back in North Carolina, and they just retired. They came out. They're acting. He's John Osborne, and she's the desk clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out to be in it. We just have some wonderful actors from Portland, too. The Black Chefs were Mark and Marie, and they're played by some real dear friends of mine for 50 years, I think.
This must be... something beyond, in addition to all of the joy you get out of working in music and all of, this is beyond, I mean, this is
this
your
goes
home
beyond
and it's deep, isn't it?
Oh, it goes, yeah. I would, Carol, I would write these songs and I would be in tears, so my wife. And then when we came up and we heard Mark and Marie, Don and Wanda Warren, sing this beautiful love song, the chefs, you know, dancing together mm-hmm. with their chef's hats, and she has a butcher knife. My Oops. Wife was just in tears, you know, because these are everybody in the play, we've had permission to use their actual names. There's no fictional names.
Nice.
So
nice.
Sally Shea is the heroine. She was the lifeguard. It's the first lifeguard in the Gearheart Hotel pool in 1955 when they had just built it. And she taught me how to swim. I was 6 years old.
So are any of the real people who are being portrayed, are some of them still alive? Besides
yes.
you folks, obviously.
Yeah.
You who were kids.
Yeah. I'm there subliminally in the play. It's really about my wife and I. When I got done, I thought, this is really about us.
Oh,
but
wow.
But it's through other characters. Mm-hmm. And so it... But anyway, yes, there are. There's Preston Devereaux, who was a lifelong friend. I mean, these are friends from the first grade, like Blake Osborne. We've been friends.
I love it.
We're staying at Randy Kerr's house in there in Gearheart. He was the former fire chief in Gearheart, but we've been friends since the first grade.
So I have to tell you, my family who is visiting have two brothers, they're two partners, and then my oldest friend, we met in junior high when we were 11.
There you go.
And we're all here, and we're all going to...
Isn't that... Well, this is going to be very meaningful
for
you.
I think...
Well, one of the things that the orchestra is fantastic, Dick Sarpala is a boy I gave... he was a boy. When I gave him lessons, I'm about 4 or 5 years older than Dick, maybe mm-hmm. more. And I gave him piano lessons, and he went on to a wonderful music career. He plays on Broadway, plays bass in all the major pit bands. He's playing for Aladdin on Broadway right now.
My.
And his son George plays drums. So, like, this is 30 years of absolute professional bass, theater bass, and theater drumming. So they're coming, and when I told him about it, he says, we will be there. And I was just like, okay,
beautiful.
Now we got a show, because musically, he, you know, that holds the whole thing.
Together.
And I play the piano.
Uh-huh.
And then a girl girl that I gave piano lessons to when she was 5 years old. She's now the first chair, second violinist at the Vancouver Symphony.
Beautiful.
And her friend's playing. And Tim and Meryl Smith, a cellist, and his wife plays a flute. We've actually given concerts all over the world together.
So that's another thing you do. Now, this play, is this... Have you performed it before?
This is the world premiere.
Right here.
And I wanted to be here. Yes, and, you know, I'm just hoping that it has some success because it's a historical piece. Mm-hmm. It's for the community. Mm-hmm. It happened here. It belongs here. And when I heard about when I saw the Liberty Theater, I just flipped. I said, this is the place.
Had you seen the Liberty before?
Oh, I'd been there when I was in high school. When the floors, when the floors were sticky.
Yeah, full of bubblegum and soda. I was there too back in the
But
it
is a gorgeous.
Yes, it is gorgeous. Okay, folks, I'm speaking with Mike Herron, the producer, writer, musical director, everything else of the Gearhart Hotel. It is playing three times tonight, 7:30, tomorrow at
2,
and then tomorrow evening at 7:30 again at the Liberty Theater, 12th and Commercial in Astoria. You can get your tickets online, libertyastoria.org, or call 503-325-5922, extension 55, talk to Sen, or show up at 7, get your tickets, and get ready to have a good time, maybe even start seeing images, you know. No matter how long you've lived here, I bet things are going to come alive.
We do have projection. We have 70 beautiful slides that people have been giving for the last 2 years.
So this is multimedia.
Yeah, so
indeed.
When the songs are being sung, the acting is going on, the part of the backdrop is these beautiful prepared slides.
Wonderful. So, congratulations.
We're excited.
And you've been on radio before, but this is your first time on KMUN?
Very first
time. I don't think KMUN was around when we went on the air in 83. So, well, welcome, because when you walked in the door, you were a virgin and you are no more.
I'm glad. I'm glad. I hope I can come back and see you.
Absolutely.
Again, Carol.
Absolutely.
It's been wonderful.
Look forward to keeping track of what's going on with us.
Okay.
Thanks so much,
Thank
Mike.
Thank you so much.
The Gearhart Hotel. Woohoo. Okay. And I've got some music. I think I'll go right to some music from Jazz and Oysters. I have some music from Eugenie Jones. That is happening in August, and Diana will come in to talk about it. And let's have a listen. You are listening to Coast Community Radio. Thanks for being here, folks.
You are my favorite flavored ice cream on a hot summer day. Chocolate, marshmallow, and a little bit of nuts for crazy. Ben and Jerry got it good, but I got it better. With your kiss on my lips, every taste gets sweet. You are my tall, cheery icy, sipped on my front porch swing, swaying in the heat of the day, not a care to my name, brain freeze, bed down, can't slow myself down, ice that makes me heat up, what kind of love? Chocolate chip ice cream sandwich at the
beach, caramel candied apple would walk through the park, cotton candy Ferris wheel rides in the moonlight all night. You are my sweet. Quickly, in the blink of an eye, let's not waste one moment, not let it pass us by. I love the sweetest, strong for a reason.
Sweet summer love, Eugenie Jones, and that is going to be Jazz and Oysters, August 17th. On the peninsula, you will be hearing more about that coming up. And right now, I have, you've been hearing about it for quite a while, actually all week. Everybody is so excited. All week on KMUN and everywhere else as well, I have Susie Brown and Bill Hamm. Bill, of course, is the wow and flutter guy. He's shaking his head.
That's right.
I'm not sure what he is right now because he's been working his butt off on this exciting endeavor. And
Well, it is. May I? Nice to meet you, by the way. Peer Pressure Productions, 10:15 commercial here in Astoria, Saturday night, 7:15 p.m.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. For 24 hours, we are presenting the Performathon 2019, 24 hours of nonstop entertainment, except when it stops. And it's going to be a humdinger, a barn burner.
Oh, don't say that. We don't want any fires.
Well,
but,
I mean, that's part
of
them. It's performance art. We set fire to Mars.
I love this because there are some of us who don't sleep well at night. And to think that we can just... some of us probably will just be there all day and night, so that's a whole nother genre. But then there are people who can come and go. Isn't that true?
That is correct.
Once you buy your button,
you purchase
a button
mm-hmm. at the door. And
it's cheap, folks.
It is cheap.
Tell you.
We can't say how much it is, of course, because that's going against protocol. But I can tell you that we've prorated it to about 41 2/3 cents per hour of entertainment. So figure it out. Do the math, people, okay? We're nothing if not educational.
There you go. So, Susie.
Yes.
Why is Bill doing this? Well, listen, don't try to explain anything Bill does. Why did Bill come up with the idea of a performathon? Is there some...
It was kind of a brainstorm, I guess.
Yeah,
it's been bubbling around,
I think, inside of him for a while. And right now we're in the fundraising stage, of course, building our theater.
Right, right.
And it was a brilliant idea.
I think so, too.
And we'll see.
And the theater has actually been open once a month since last...
Since October.
Not open.
Not open,
but,
no.
But
not
we
open.
Have had
That's
events
right.
there on the 15th of the month,
right.
10:15, 10:15 being the address... And 15 being the first date of that, we did it on October 15th of last year, and it happens at 10:15 a.m. and sometimes 10:15 p.m. depending on the
day of the week.
It's been happening, but just you could come in and get a hint of the glory that will be Astoria's brand new Black Box Theater.
That's right. And we are building up. We are ramping up to the grand opening,
which will
happen on the 13th.
Friday,
September,
the 13th of September.
Which will also be the opening night for Henceforward, which will be our first legit production, the Alan Ackborn play. And I'm sure you will have many opportunities to talk about that between now and then, of course.
Oh, absolutely. But I love the idea that you wouldn't want to pass up a chance to start on Friday the 13th.
It
goes along with the whole thing. What is Peer Pressure Productions? Susie.
It's a small theater company, not exclusively theater, but it was a little tiny company to start with, yay, so many years ago.
Right.
And we are now kind of switching to an umbrella company that produces
things that we come up with, and other produces them, bumper shoots,
right.
And concerts and dance programs. And I came at it from a theater background, but it is now.
What was your theater background for people who haven't been here always?
I taught in Oregon schools for a little over 31 years. I've done just about everything to do with theater in my time teaching.
And then acting and directing and spearheading all kinds of things and choreographing. And I and the community are so thrilled that you kept peer pressure in your heart and mind while it was
dormant.
Good
never,
word.
Never died, never passed on.
No. And now it is just
it's back.
Wonderful.
I was
wonderful.
Waiting for youth and enthusiasm to rise from the dust, and that came with Derek Moore.
Yes, let's hear it for Derek Moore, who has certainly contributed as much as anybody to the to the location itself.
He's, and Derek is also, you may remember, the Midas Diggs guy we played a little bit ago,
course.
Too.
You will be performing. There will be many, many performers, many types of performers.
So where did all these performers come from? I mean, how did
they're all carbon-based. I don't know what you mean exactly.
This is, folks, this is why you hatched. You might want to listen to Wow and Flutter on Wednesday nights.
Right,
and
or why you might not want to. That's, you know, this is...
When Bill came up with this idea, I reached out to Dave Gager, and Dave Gager has
a friend of peer pressure from the
network.
From the jump, yes.
And he just put something out there, and pretty soon, bing, 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 people were approaching me.
Yeah.
And so I started booking like mad, and then Derek was booking, Bill was booking people, and we pulled people who had been performed at the 1015s. We have a lot of new faces, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I saw there were a lot of names I didn't recognize, which is very exciting.
Yes.
And, of course,
some of our own here as well.
which
our station manager will be performing
that's
at some
point. That's right. And some of our local favorites. And I have been telling folks that if they like a little bit of shot of adrenaline, as in fear-based adrenaline, they should show up for Crimps.
Oh, yes, yes. That will be very early morning. We'll be running
Nick
that
Alderman's
about.
That's Nick Alderman's film.
Yes.
Yes.
And locally made, locally cast. Yes. I'm
but
sure
you, might, you probably won't recognize the people in the cast because they were so heavily made up that I was sitting next to one of them when I saw the film, and I couldn't see
couldn't
her
tell.
In the film.
Right, right.
But I did grab her every time I got scared. And
So yes, that will be
something four in the morning or something.
Six 6:30 somewhere around there.
So you can wake up to it.
Yes,
a wonderful way to start your Sunday.
But we will have some fantastic performances all night long, all day long. Some kind of in the late night hours, a little edgier fare, perhaps. You know, some great.
Speaking of which, is there an age?
Well, we have at noon on Sunday.
Lots of kids.
We have a puppet show.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Grant's puppet.
Chris Grant.
Puppets will be there. And then a few hours later, I think, in the 3 o'clock hour,
be children's story
have
time.
Story with
Laurie.
Stories with Miss Laurie.
Okay. And, of course, the Browns Mean Flats are all family.
Always.
Yes. Yep.
And they're
yep.
in
They'll
the 1
here.
O'clock hour
They'll
in the
there.
Afternoon
yep.
on Sunday.
So yes. I would just advise maybe, you know, Don't keep your kids awake past midnight, you know. The edgier fare will come in the you know, the
very early
the
morning.
Very early morning. Yeah. The very late night, the very early morning.
And for sure don't drop your kid off there.
No.
Yes.
No.
We are
ever.
Not
unless
ever.
You're my
we
mother.
We have no
you know, your mother.
No
ride
babysitting
or not.
Facilities.
No.
Right.
No.
So on Friday the 13th in September, the theater is having a grand opening. What should people do to find out, you know, make sure they're on top of that, when to get tickets, how to get tickets?
Well,
keep
stay tuned. We've got we do have a Facebook page up and running.
There'll be something on Facebook. You can look at Peer Pressure Productions New Theater, and that
will... Oh, by the way, folks, peer is spelled, of course, where do we live?
P-I-E-R. Right,
and of course... stories appear in the Daily Astorian for those people who still... contributed.
The historian. Right?
Yep.
Prescribed
yep.
to the...
Yeah, and we'll have a website up before too long, and all of the other, all the other.
Always information on KMUN and
right. or
other stations in the area.
Walk down the street, come see our space over on.
It's 10:15
right
commercial, and it's in the Odd Fellows building.
That's correct,
and it is. I for all of us who have been watching the transformation, it has totally been magical, and it is a beautiful space now and ready to receive you. Come on over at any time. Just coming for one of the performances is worth the admission price.
Right.
You can also pitch in, because this is community theater at its best. It's coming from all over, and if there's something you find you would like to contribute, you can talk to Susie for the future, not this performance.
And there will be a couple of open mic slots during the proceedings. One probably in the evening.
Okay.
Keep an eye out. We'll have the schedule posted on our window. So like I say, anything that's going on in the theater, that would be auditions, any upcoming events, anything will be on the windows as you pass by. Yeah, so that's.
But you're talking about.
Well, we do have open. Yes, we do have. We are going to have a couple of slots.
Saturday
night and Sunday as well. So if you are, of a mind, if you got some sort of performance, some kind of performing that you would like to do, come on down. We can fit you in, and we welcome you.
See, I told you it's community.
Yes.
We have some quite unique acts as well. We have a speed art.
Yes.
Slot where we have three artists creating. We'll take ideas from the audience, and then they'll have X amount of time to create a piece of art, and then we'll auction that off.
Oh, how
kind
fun!
Of visual improv.
Okay.
If you will. Yes.
Okay.
And
now,
then,
are you going to have any snacks there or anything?
Oh, yes.
Snacks,
we have. Yes, we do.
Because if somebody wants to stay for 24 hours, they might.
There are. Food substances, for sale.
Okay,
and coffee certainly.
Is there a number or something if someone wants to know anything else? Is there some place they can get their buttons in advance?
Yes, Jacob Storm Deathridge has a little book journal shop on Marine Drive, and he is handling the button sales.
And I got my button there, and that alone is an experience. I recommend you check it out. You get to choose your buttons.
I think it might be 1119 commercial. I can't really remember, but if you know where Alternative is, it's in that little stretch.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So. Well, okay, folks, drop by. Even if you're doing 14 other things already, and you're an adult, come at 3 in the morning. Drop by at some time. If you haven't seen this theater, you must. And if you have, you know you must. And support theater in this town. I'm going to tell folks what other theater is going on this weekend. Thank you so much, Susie Brown,
Carol,
for keeping Peer Pressure Productions alive. Bill Hamm for creating this whole perform-a-thon kind of thing with the help of all the volunteers.
Oh, a lot of help and a lot
Derek
of great volunteers.
Moore for creating the gorgeous space with all the volunteers. And to this community that supports the arts, yes. So if you're here and you would like to experience other theater, Astor Street Opry Company has Shanghai and Astoria Friday, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2. The Coaster tonight, and then there were none. They're also alternating with Nonsense, that's in Cannon Beach. Papa, Peninsula Association of Performing Artists. Mary Poppins, it was great. Fort Columbia State Park, Friday and Saturday at 7. Peninsula Players in Ilwaco at River City Playhouse, Friday and Saturday at 7. Blythe Spirit. Liberty Theater, you heard all about the Gearhart Hotel. The Hoffman has Canopy Stories, as in the trees, at 7:30 Friday night. That's tonight. And tomorrow, open studio tours, don't forget. Plenty of time for all of this, 11 to 5, Saturday and Sunday. Troll Radio Review. Oh, my God, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be outside at Fort George with bikinis and regattas. That's all I'm going to say. Peer Pressure Production, we've been talking about. Browns Meat Flats at Waikiki Beach. Southwester with Aura Kogan. She's terrific. Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum, 10 a.m. The Art of Joe Knowles. That's all. Joe Knowles is the guy who painted all those Venetian paintings in the Liberty Theater. Yes. Fort George Sunday night, Hill Folk Noir, Grace Episcopal Labyrinth Walk. And Fort George on Tuesday night has a mom's. I'm out of time. KMUN has stories.